It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Tomorrow marks the 72nd anniversary of Kristallnacht. Our reviewer, Linda Short, reviews a book that looks at one consequence of attacks on Jews during Kristallnacht, the destruction of more than 1,000 Jewish synagogues.
I love and create art. I'm fascinated by architecture. And I teach the history of the Holocaust and Jewish civilization. All three interests are more than satisfied by the stunning paintings and informative narratives of the book, Where We Once Gathered, Lost Synagogues of Europe, by Andrea Strongwater. This 47-page book celebrates Jewish spiritual life in 20 of the many strong Jewish communities that flourished for centuries across Europe. Strongwater lives in New York City and works as both an author and artist. Growing up, she heard the stories of her family's Jewish heritage. For example, during the Holocaust, her grandfather obtained passports that he sent to Europe to be doctored and used to get more Jews out. But Strongwater writes that this book project enabled her to tell a part of her Jewish history that she did not hear while growing up. She researched and selected synagogues of various styles from across Europe to include in her book. There are stories of the synagogues of Austria, Croatia, Czechoslovakia, Estonia, France, Germany, Italy, Latvia, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Poland. All the synagogues highlighted were destroyed either on Kristallnacht in November of 1938 or shortly thereafter. The story of each lost synagogue is introduced by a beautiful watercolor painting. Strongwater referenced black and white archival photos to make the paintings, but the paintings are done in brilliant colors. Her depictions evoke the elegance, pride, and joy of the space, as well as a longing for that which has been lost. Strongwater's paintings form the focus of the text. Then the author includes the details that make each story unique. For example, one synagogue hosted Zionist meetings. Another was the first Reform synagogue with an organ, which was paid for by a court Jew. One was designed by a Viennese architect who moved to California. And yet another synagogue housed Italy's first museum of Hebrew art. Jews arrived in the communities surrounding these places of worship as early as the Roman legions of the first century of the Common Era. The synagogue was the center of the community. It acted as a temple for worship, a shul for the children's education, and as a court to settle civil matters. It was a meeting place where all manner of celebrations took place. This attractive volume will engage readers of all ages. Children will be drawn at first to the paintings. Older youth will gain from the accompanying descriptions of the Jewish communities. Adults will also be drawn into the book and its images, recalling vibrant and glorious times in Jewish history. Where We Once Gathered, Lost Synagogues of Europe, by Andrea Strongwater, is a volume which deserves space on your bookshelf.
That book is Where We Once Gathered, Lost Synagogues of Europe, by Andrea Strongwater. The book is published by Ifrig Publishing, which is based out of Lamont, Pennsylvania. Our reviewer, Linda Short, is a lecturer in Jewish studies at Penn State University Park. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.